State Representative Sri Tanadar won the Democratic primary in Michigan's 13th Congressional District. His victory will likely be secured in the upcoming midterm elections. The Wayne County-based district is seen as a Democratic stronghold. WDET's Eli Newman recently caught up with Tanadar at his home in Detroit. He says the city has been key to his political success.
This is the third time I'm winning the city of Detroit. In the gubernatorial primary, over Gretchen Whitmer and Al Sayed, I won the city of Detroit. Then my state rep district is 90% African American, and I won that in a multi-candidate race. And now, for the third time, the people of Detroit have put their faith in me and allowed me to win the city of Detroit. I also have a wide appeal in the downriver communities, Allen Park and Taylor, Romulus, Southgate, all over the place. So it's across racial divide, it's across age, across gender. Our campaign was very people-centric. We really didn't go after endorsements. Our focus was just reaching people directly.
In those conversations, were there any particular policies that you focused on that you want your constituents to be able to hold you to should you be elected to Congress?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the, look, our district is 30% at or below poverty. 30%. In a nation that's richest in the world, we still have people that are struggling with health care, struggling with putting food on the table, not having transportation to go to their doctors, making money that is not enough for them to live a respectable, decent life. The wealth gap that we see in the community is unacceptable. And we need to make that level playing field. And some of the impact of generations of decades of institutional racism that has played to rob the community of their right to the American dream.
So does that mean that you are supportive of a reparations legislation? And if so, how do you think that legislation would manifest?
Well, an example. I co-sponsored two bills on reparations in the Michigan House. So what we proposed was racial equity and reparation fund. And this fund would have about $1.5 billion money into it. And the purpose of this fund would be to help Black Americans start their own businesses.
Now, I think it's clear for anybody who has watched, it's very clear you have pretty big political aspirations. And so I wonder, is when you think about yourself, is there a particular political figure that you model yourself after that you would like to emulate?
Oh, where do I start? There's so many. There's just so many. John Lewis, certainly. John Conyers, a legend, and what he has done in civil rights, what he's done for the community, for the people of Detroit. He's the one that introduced the reparations bill every year, every Congress, while he served. I'm really want to work on John Lewis' Voting Rights Act and make that our fight and help others to make that into a law.
You know, I can't help but notice that some of the figures that you just name are some of the most prominent African-American politicians in U.S. history. And with your ascent in this primary, Detroit stands to lose African-American representation, a thing that it's had for more than 50 years. So what do you say to people that are worried about that lack of having someone who is Black, someone who is African-American in Congress from Detroit?
Look, I do believe, and I share that concern, there should be proper representation in the Congress. I don't think we have enough representation in Congress for women. You know, we have far less women in Congress. We have far less people of color in Congress. And so I understand the concern. But look, this seat is owned by the people of 13th District. And My thought simply was, let democracy take its course. And let the people decide. And they will say what they want. And that's how it should be. And look, a majority of African Americans chose me. My house district is 90% African Americans. And they had absolutely no problem choosing me. And look, I delivered. I delivered to them in terms of I never missed a single House session. I never missed a single committee meeting in Lansing. I never missed a vote in a committee, never missed a vote in the House. So that's the kind of work ethic you get. And when I ran for Congress, my House district is entirely in the 13th district. And that district overwhelmingly supported me.
You know, one of the things I do want to ask about is that you're someone who has largely self-funded their campaign. Have you found that that is something that has been an appealing feature for you, that there isn't this worry about corporate influence or anything like that?
I haven't heard so much conversation about that. People are more worried about the sidewalks, and people are worried about transportation and fixing roof, needing money for home repairs. Cost of milk, a gallon of milk or gasoline. I'm hearing more of those concerns. But I do believe we need campaign finance reform. I do believe that public financing is the right thing to do. And I do feel that the dark money, the billionaires putting their money into super PACs and then the super PACs coming and interfering with Democratic primaries, it just isn't very conducive to a democratic process. And that all needs to change.
That was State Representative Sri Tanadar, who recently won the Democratic primary in Michigan's 13th Congressional District. He spoke with WDET's Eli Newman.